Hancock's in Micmac Mall. Get up to 75% off on select merchandise. Details at www.detox.com. Detox, your music, your style, your scene. Hurry, sale ends soon.
Tune in to the 1-Inch Punch Saturday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. on CKDU. It's a punk rock show, but it also explores the gray areas between punk and other forms of music, from pop to garage to hardcore to outright noise. You'll hear live bands in studio, international releases, local releases, show reviews, and of course, that all-important scene gossip. That's the 1-Inch Punch Saturday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. on CKDU 88.1 FM. Keeping punk rock on the airwaves of Greater Halifax and beyond.
Just means danceable. That's the bottom line, you know. And so people are always gonna want to dance, and I guess there'll always be disco music.
So what you heard there was most of the song Ninja Sweater off Discoing the Dead, another classic by Fuck the Facts. Now we're going to go straight into part two of the Fuck the Facts interview with Topone Das of Fuck the Facts. In part two, we discuss more of the new CD, and I actually asked him about his extended trip to India. We briefly discussed the India scene. And anything else that happened to the band. So, I, of course, asked him for his request, both a Fuck the Facts song and another request. And he actually requested Taken from the Nest, which constant listeners would realize I play all the time. But it was kind of cool because he said he never gets to hear it. So we're going to check that on right now. So we're going to hear the rest of the song and into part two.
Always gonna want to dance.
Have you guys discovered any hidden gems touring? I mean, like, an isolated, out-of-the-way town with amazing scenes that makes the show worth the ridiculous drive. Kind of like Rimouski or, like, what we want Halifax to be.
I don't know. If there's one thing I've learned from touring, it's like, don't count on anything.
Oh, okay.
I think you can go and play some town and it will be like fucking retarded. You know, with like 200 kids going mental, and you know, you could go back next year and there could be, you know, 30 kids. So that's, if there's anything I've learned, is like, you know, don't count on anything. And you know, I guess if you're doing stuff without like expectations, you're never gonna get disappointed. So that's probably, I would say that's probably the safest thing to do.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Now, have you guys ever had problems at the border over your band name having the word fuck in it, or like song titles or anything like that?
We never had any problems at the border because of our name. Like, people at the border have seen it and they kind of chuckle and that's it. They've mm-hmm. never, it's mm-hmm. never been like a big fucking like red alert kind of thing. But you know, when we travel into the States now, like, you know, we do it legit. Like in the past, kind of done the whole like, you know, sneaking in for a show or two and stuff like that. But it's just gotten like, the border is, it's really tight now. So for the past like, you know, while, we make sure we have like work visas and stuff and special permits to go and actually play in the States without any problems. Just too high of a risk to, you know. You know, we've heard horror stories of bands getting banned from playing in the States for like 5 years and stuff like that, and it's not something we want to go through.
Mm-hmm. Is that easier now that you're on a label that people know of?
Yeah, to get the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Do they take care of that for you, or?
Well, they help us out a lot. Like, yeah, they take care of most of it for that stuff, and yeah, it helps tremendously. We looked into doing it ourselves. Before, you know, and fuck, the paperwork is just like, it's mind-boggling. I'm sure any band that's checked into it and tried to do it or has done it, you know, knows how insane. Like, I, you know, we do it and I still don't even really understand exactly how it works. We kind of just get papers throw away and they're like, we need this info, fill this out, fill that out. But I don't know, actually Tugnut is probably the only band I can think of that's actually figured out, you know, and done it on their own, like totally DIY, went and got the paperwork and got it all worked out themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking hard to do, man. It's crazy because some of the things that they ask for are just like ridiculous, like for bands of our size.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you have to, like count all your merch and, like, everything like that, or?
Yeah, usually when we go to the States, we just get all our merch made in the States.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot less of a hassle. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about, you know, paying fees to cross over with merch. So we just get everything made over there. So that's not the big thing. There's just, like, a lot of stipulations about how much you need to get paid, and you have to be playing, you know, a certain amount of shows, and yeah, there's tons and tons of little details for bands that go and play over in the States.
Mm-hmm. And like a lot of that, like what you get paid and how many shows, that's, you don't know until you get there and do the show.
Yeah, especially. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of it's totally ridiculous when you think of bands like touring grind or bands that are playing, you know, people's basements and stuff. So
exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, because you guys did an Ontario Quebec tour with Psyopus, and their guitar player can get over the border.
Yeah, that was pretty well. They ended up coming over anyways, just mm-hmm. without the guitar player and playing just like bass drums and vocals.
Oh yeah, so how'd that go over? It must have been odd.
Yeah, it was odd. Like, you know, I knew who Psyopus was. I wasn't really that familiar with the band. Like, I never really listened to them before mm-hmm. We played with them, so. But I, you know, I knew who they were, and I knew that, you know, the guitar player was like, you know, some shredding maniac. So I definitely thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the bass player is pretty wild as well. So, you know, they pulled it off. I don't know if it's something they'd want to do again, but I think at that time they had already spent a lot of money on that tour, and I guess they just kind of wanted to recoup their costs and, you know, play anyways for the people that wanted to see them.
Oh yeah, that's great that they played still did the tour for all the people that went to go see him.
Definitely. I think they were disappointed that it didn't work out, but you know, that's the thing with the border too. You gotta have your shit together to make sure that it's all gonna work out. Like, they're really strict, you know, regarding any sort of like criminal record, like no matter how far back it is, or you know, crazy stuff like that, stuff that you might even forgot about, or you know, mm-hmm. didn't think was that bad. They can dig it up and you know, make it much worse.
Do you remember what held him? Remember what it was that they didn't let him in for?
I don't know exactly. I don't think I ever really found out exactly what it was. I think it might have been some sort of criminal record thing, and I think mm-hmm. Like it wasn't anything crazy. Like I said, you know, yeah, sometimes it can be just some stupid thing that happened one night while you drank too much, and but even that, so you kind of have to. I think you have to go and get like a pardon from the government, and then you know, apply for special papers. Yeah, it's, you know, it's all just fucking paperwork, mm-hmm. making sure that, you know, people in the government are earning their paycheck.
Yeah, we have to dot all the I's. The artwork for Fuck the Facts has always been different than your average gore/vulgarity, like, artwork that usual grind/metal bands go for. Was that intentional, and does one of you do the art yourselves?
Yeah, Mel does all of our artwork. We kind of like the idea of having a person that's actually in the band take care of all of the artwork we do, like, you know, all that sort of artistic. I really like that, you know, the music we create is going to have, like, a visual that comes from, like, the same source that was there when the music was written. It's kind of not it's not like a secondhand take on what we're doing. It's very, like, what we're up to, so yeah, you know, and Mel has a style of her own, whether you know you like it or you don't. It's kind of her style, and because of that it's kind of become our style, I guess, because she does all that stuff for us.
Mm-hmm. Does she do art on her own, like her own
art?
Yeah,
she does. She does like a bit of painting at home and a few things. I guess she's pretty busy now, like, you know, she's got a job as well, and with the band she's busy, so she's been asked by other bands too to do some stuff, and I know she's interested in doing some stuff with bands, but it's just finding the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. So are the members of Fuck the Facts and other bands
no one, like, we all have, some of us have like some little side projects. Like I did a project called Lauderdale with actually a guy that was a touring guitarist with us, and also the guy that does like videos for us. We had a project, yeah, called Lauderdale. We put out a CD earlier this year, and I have another project that does stuff once in a while called Time Kills Everything. I did that with the bass player from Malfaction and guys from Of Human Bondage, and mm-hmm. our drummer Vil was involved in that too. When we played live, he played drums for us. I think Vil does some slow stuff on his own at home. I think he posted it on his like MySpace page and stuff, and he used to play in Bad Trip as well. I think that's pretty much it. I know Mel doesn't have any other musical projects.
Mm-hmm. I got a notice yesterday that Relapse now has ringtones. Does that mean there's Fuck the Facts ringtones? And what are your opinions on that whole idea?
I don't know. I would never buy a ringtone, regardless of how much I like it. I just don't like my cell phone that much.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, I have no idea if there is a Fuck the Facts one. Like, I've heard that they got ringtones. I don't know if there is one for us specifically, but you know, I'm sure there's a market out there for people that want it, and you know, if people enjoy having that, that's cool.
Oh yeah. Okay, so I remember reading on your MySpace that you took an extended trip to India. How did that trip affect you in any way?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Holy crap. Yeah, I was in India I went there for 3 months with mm-hmm. My dad and my brother. And But yeah, that's like, holy fuck, I think that's like 8 years ago now or something.
Wow. That stuck out to me.
But you know, it was definitely cool. Actually, it did change a lot of things in my life. Like at that time, I don't know, I guess, you know, whenever you're somewhere kind of just stagnant for a while and you feel like nothing's kind of really changing, was probably where I was before I went on that trip. And then we went there for 3 months, and a lot of the time, it was just me and my brother kind of traveling all over the country, from up north to down south and east and west and everything, and, you know, didn't really do that much except kind of travel and see shit and read books and just, like, relax. It kind of gave me a lot of time to reflect on stuff, and I think when I came back after that trip, I was really, like, pumped about doing shit again, because I spent so much time just kind of sitting around thinking about all the things I wanted to do but not being able to do them. So it was a really awesome trip. I hope to go back someday again.
Oh yes, were you doing Fuck the Facts at that time when you left, or was that before the band?
It was like I pretty much just started it kind of like just as myself, doing like little home recordings. Oh. Drum machine and like, you know, just some shitty guitar I bought. So it was like just like in the kind of like beginning stages. But I can remember, I think I was on that trip and I had like some recordings I did on just a cassette that I would listen to once in a while and kind of like think about shit that I'd want to try when I got home. Like that whole time I didn't have like a guitar or a bass or anything. I kind of just, you know, had to think about shit.
Okay, so did that change your music any, or I guess because you were starting then, so...
Yeah, so yeah, that was like really like the kind of like beginning stages of the band, so, you know, I don't know if there's any like Indian music influence. I really doubt there is. I don't ever listen to any, but, you know, I'm sure, you know, it changed shit. I think like any experience that people have in their lives kind of changed the way that they live and the way they think about things.
Mm-hmm. Is there a metal scene in India?
Yeah, apparently there is. I didn't see it, but I've heard about it since then, especially now in this day and age, like the internet and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that I can go back someday and kind of maybe check that out a bit more. It would be amazing to fucking, you know, see a show there or something. And see what it actually is like. But when I was there, like, we didn't, you know, I didn't see anything like that. I don't know how, you know, it's not like here where people just poster, like, you know, all over the place for, like, punk and metal shows. I think over there it's probably a lot more underground.
Oh, okay. So you'd have to know somebody.
Yeah, it's probably a lot more, like, kind of word of mouth thing, and people in the scene kind of know each other and shit.
Mm-hmm. So do they know of Fuck the Facts in India, or do you must get some
we got like a message, a few messages from a couple of people in India, so yeah, they know. I think they recognize the name is like Bengali, because it's from my dad's side, so people kind of see my name and they like recognize it as being from India. So yeah, we've gotten a couple of messages from that.
Have you ever tried to write like traditional Indian music?
Kind of. Not traditional, actually. I kind of, there was this girl I knew once that, was making this sort of, like, Bollywood-style movie.
Okay.
And, she asked me to do, like, some music for the soundtrack of it. So I actually, I wrote, like, a test piece for that, and so there was one test piece that I gave her, and there was another one that was kind of like a rejection thing that I wasn't happy, but I ended up using it anyways. So, but the movie never happened. Like, I don't think it even came close to getting off the ground, so kind of just like kept that stuff for myself, and I think I put it up on the internet a couple of times and shit like that, like just for fun. But yeah, it was definitely a cool experience. Like, I spent like a few days just listening to like a whole bunch of fucking Bollywood music. I don't know if you ever heard it, but it's pretty fucking ridiculous sometimes. And I'm just trying to recreate that. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of doing something like that for a Fuck the Facts riff?
Yeah, you know, who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe. I wouldn't rule it out. I always like the idea of trying something that might be different and something that might be challenging. I think that's one of the fun things about playing music, and that's what like keeps it interesting after years and years, is always trying to like push yourself and, you know, try and work outside of your comfort zone. So yeah, who knows? Who knows what we'll try.
All right, perfect. So it looks like our time is running down. There's people waiting at the door here. So so before we go, I was wondering if you have a Fuck the Facts song that I should play for the people listening to the show, and a not Fuck the Facts song.
I don't know.
Like, what song do you think represents Fuck the Facts the best? If I was going to play one song for somebody.
I don't know. Do you have the new album?
No, we do not have the new album yet.
Fuck. I guess play something from Stigmata, Taken from the Nest. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Perfect. And if you're going to send a song out to the people of Halifax, not Fuck the Facts, what would your request be?
How about Gorguts with their flesh you'll create from Erosion of Sand. I've been on kind of a Gorguts trail. I really love that album.
So it was the Fuck the Facts interview for this year, and it's probably the last for a while, actually, until next time they come to town, so it's cool. Hopefully you enjoyed it and learned something new about the band. It was just like a big 40-minute hangout session with Topon of the band, which is really cool because he's a cool dude. So this is coming up soon to the end of our time. Coming up next is, of course, Mixtape Through Heartbreak with your host, Matt Rawl. And he also has another nice, long, interesting interview for you. So that's great. Next week is Metal as a Second Language. It's metal songs in languages that aren't English. So that's kind of cool. I'm going to give a shot for that, and I might do the show entirely in French, but I probably won't. So, this is, of course, in the background is Gorguts with the flesh he'll create. And after that, we'll hear Taken from the Nets from Fuck the Facts. Up until the end of the show, I am tracking on that new Fuck the Facts. I should have it by next week. And until then, keep your eyes on the prize.
madness of the dead.